The Southern Association of Colleges and Schools placed the DeKalb board on probation for governance problems. Board Chair Eugene Walker said last week the board is constantly working on those problems to get off of probation.
We're consumed with that. Whatever you see us roll out, it will be moving toward our realizing those goals.
But Mark Elgart, the CEO of Sachs's parent company, sees it differently.
At this point, there's no demonstrative evidence that that's an accurate statement. I think one of the things historically that this particular board and versions of this board have struggled with is major decisions.
Those struggles seem to continue for the board. They had a hard time agreeing on a chairman, and in a 5-4 vote, they decided to end the tenure of former Superintendent Cheryl Atkinson, but only after one board member changed her vote. They did show some consensus when they chose former State Labor Commissioner Michael Thurman to serve as interim superintendent, but Elgart says they'll need to do more.
They not only have to say they're making a change, they have to demonstrate success with that change. So simply going and say, well, we changed superintendents next week, well, that's fine, but do you have evidence that it actually improved the system? And they're not going to be able to show that in a week.
Dan Israel agrees. He's a former State Board of Education member whose district included DeKalb County. He says the board has to prove they're serious.
I think a signed document, every single one of the members signed something that is not just a commitment, but an actual plan that they will abide by.
Israel says if the board can't stick to the plan, they should be ousted. The DeKalb board has agreed to let Thurman speak on their behalf at the state hearing next week. Meanwhile, he plans to give DeKalb's board a long-term plan.
I'll put together a 90-day plan. I have until March 15th under my contract to present to the board my plan and with directions as to the way forward.
If the state board isn't satisfied with the DeKalb board's testimony next week, they can recommend to Governor Deal that he replace the entire board. Martha Dalton, WABE News.